तस्मै श्री गुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महापतन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरयाजुहाव उत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयन सप्रथम हमें हमार परमाराध्यतम गुरु पाद पद्म ओम विष्णुपाद अश्वतर श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज जी के श्री चरण कमलों में श्रद्धा दंडवत प्रणति पुष्पांजलि अर्पित करता हूं। तत्पश्चात मैं शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद अश्वतर श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत वामन महाराज और त्रिदंडी स्वामी ओम विष्णुपाद अश्वतर श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज जी के चरणे हमें कोटि कोटि बार श्रद्धा पुष्पांजलि अर्पित कर तत्पश्चात आदरणीय त्रिदंडीपादगण वैष्णव वैष्णवीगण एंड सज्जन आज हम लोगों का चतुर्थ दिवस परिक्रमा
आज के पंचम दिन
हमारे परिक्रमा समाप्त होलो। चार दिन बेस सुस्त भावे हुए छे किंतु आज के कुछ इंद्रदेवेर को आज के लगातार रात्रि थी कई बृष्टि जखनी परिक्रमा बेड़ाबे तखन एक तो खुले छिलो तारपरे जखनी परिक्रमा पार्टी बेड़िए छे तखन आबार बेस जोरे बृष्टि होते लागलो। तबे धन्य यात्रीरा तीर्थ महाराज पार्टी तीर्थ महाराज और उनार संगे जे सन्यासीगण कीर्तनियागण पालकी निये जे जाच्छे आर से डिभोटीगण যারা গিয়েছিলেন তারা ধন্য। অত কষ্টেও আপনারা সব গিয়েছেন আর কীর্তন করতে করতে আনন্দ ফেরতে নৃত্য করতে 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 আবার চলে এসেছে। আমার ধারণা ছিল যে হয়তো যাবে না কেউ, কিন্তু প্রায় 2-4 হাজার লোক গিয়েছিল। এই বৃষ্টির জন্য 24 প্রজ্ঞার এখানে তো যারা ছিল বেসমেন্টে ছিল অন্যত্র, তাড়াতাড়ি 5-6 হাজার লোক ফিরে গিয়েছে। তাদেরকে আমি বলেছি যে আপনারা আবার আসবেন, আগামী বছর আমরা ভালো ব্যবস্থা করব যাতে এবার মতন কষ্ট আপনাদের না হোক। তারা বলেছে যে 1000 কষ্ট হোক আবার আমরা আসব। আজকে আপনারা জাহ্নদ্বীপ জামনগর আর মামগাছি গিয়েছিলেন। জাহ্নদ্বীপেতে জাহ্ন ঋষির আশ্রম ছিল, भगीरथ भगवती गंगा के हिमालय थेके निये गंगोत्री थेके निये आसछिलेन सागरे निये जाबेन तारे वंश दे उद्धारे जन्म एखाने आसवार पर जन्म मनु आश्रम छिलो से तहार धाराते कुसा कुसी सब बये जाए देखलें जे कोथाय की हलो देखले जलधारा आसछे गंडूसे ते निये पान कर दिले তখন ভগীরথ দেখলেন যে সেই কোথায় গেলেন গঙ্গা আসছে জল আর নাই তখন ওই ঋষি বহু তপস্যা করলেন স্তব স্তুতি করে প্রসন্ন করলেন তখন তার এই জঙ্গল প্রদেশ থেকে চিরে গঙ্গাকে অল্প পরিমাণে ছেড়ে দিলেন তখন তিনি নিয়ে গেলেন এইখানে ভীষ্ম পিতামহ এসেছিলেন তা থেকে নীতি শিখেছিলেন সেই নীতি যুধিষ্ঠির পাঁচ পাণ্ডবগণকে পরে দিয়েছিল এইসব কথা নদীপ ধাম পরিক্রমাতে বিশেষ রূপে আছে এরাও বক্তারা ও সম্বন্ধে বলবে তারপরে মামগাছি মামগাছি মোদ দ্রুম দ্বীপ আনন্দের দ্বীপ সেইখানে রামচন্দ্র বনবাসের সময় লক্ষণ আর সীতাকে নিয়ে ওখানে এসেছিলেন ওখানকার সুরম্য বন দেখে আকর্ষিত হলেন লক্ষণকে বলে কুটির নির্মাণ করলেন আর ওইখানে একটি পিপল অশ্বত্থ বৃক্ষের নিচেতে তার কুটি হল একদিন প্রসঙ্গ ক্রমেতে শ্রী রামচন্দ্র ওইসব শোভা দেখে তিনি একটু মন্দ মন্দ মুস্কান করলেন সীতা দেবী বললেন আপনি কেন হাসছেন তখন তিনি বললেন যে দেখো এই ধামে আমি নিত্য থাকি কোন কালে আমি এরপরে এই যে বনবাস আমার হয়েছে এরপরে আমি অযোধ্যার ধামে ফিরত যাব আর সেই সময় আমরা রাজ্য সিংহাসন পাব আর পরবর্তীকালে তোমাকে আমি বনে পাঠিয়ে দিব সারা জীবনের জন্য রাজা রাম পাঠাবেন আমি তোমাকে পাঠাব না কিন্তু রাজা রাম প্রজাগণের মন তুষ্টির জন্য তিনি পাঠিয়ে দিবেন আর সেইখানে আমি তুমি বনে জঙ্গলে চলে গেলে বাল্মীকি আশ্রমে আমি তোমার স্বর্ণ সীতা করে পূজা করব আর পরে যখন কলযুগ আসবে তখন আমি গৌরাঙ্গ রূপেতে সন্ন্যাস নিব আর এখানে তোমাকে আমাকে কাঁদিয়ে দিয়ে আমি সন্ন্যাস গ্রহণ করে পুরী আর সারা দেশে চলে যাব যে কেন তুমি আমাদেরকে কাঁদাবে কেন তো দেখো প্রেমের দুইটি স্বরূপ আমি একদিন আগেও বলেছিলাম একটা হচ্ছে মিলন আর দ্বিতীয় হচ্ছে বিপ্রলম্ভ কৃষ্ণ গোপীগণের সঙ্গে রাস ইত্যাদি করেছিলেন নৃত্য করেছিলেন গান করেছিলেন এই হচ্ছে মিলন তা ভারী আনন্দী আর সেইখানে তিনি বলেছিলেন যে আমি তোমাদের ঋণ থেকে উঋণ হব না কিন্তু যখন তিনি মথুরা চলে গেলেন বৃন্দাবন ছড়িয়া তারপরে দ্বারকা তখন গোপীরা তাহার বিরহেতে অত্যন্ত বিয়োগতে কাতর হয়ে ক্রন্দন করতে করতে মূর্ছিত হয়ে যায় এই হচ্ছে বিয়োগ এই বিয়োগ আর মিলন এটা হচ্ছে প্রেমের দুইটি পহলু না হলে বিপ্রলম্ব যদি না হয় মিলনের আনন্দ তত বর্ধিত হবে না। এই জন্য বিয়োগ ভাবটা দেখাইবার জন্য আমি তোমাকে ছেড়ে দিয়ে কলযুগেতে আর সন্ন্যাস গ্রহণ করে নিয়ে আমি চলে যাব। এই সবগুলি লীলা দেখিয়েছিল। ওইখানেতে একটা সারঙ্গ মুরারি পীঠ আছে, আমরা যেখানে গিয়েছিলাম একটু পূর্বে, সারঙ্গ মহাপ্রভু পরিকর ছিলেন, ওইখানে বাস করতেন মাম গাছি। মহাপ্রভু চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভুকে বললেন, আপনি বৃদ্ধ হয়ে গেছেন, আপনি কোন শিষ্য করুন, নয়টা এই ঠাকুর পূজা করতে আপনার ভারী কষ্ট হচ্ছে, আপনি একটু শিষ্য করুন। ও শিষ্য পাওয়া যায় না, যোগ্য শিষ্য হলে তাহলে তো করা যাবে, যোগ্য শিষ্য না হলে আমি করব, আমি শিষ্য করব না। মহাপ্রভু বললেন, কালকে সকালবেলা তুমি যাকে প্রথমে দেখবে তাকে শিষ্য করবে, ও মহাযোগ্য হবে। পরদিনেতে সারঙ্গ ঠাকুর ভোরবেলা গঙ্গা স্নানের জন্য যাচ্ছিলেন, গঙ্গাতে পৌঁছে স্নান করবার সময় দেখলেন একটি মরা মানুষ ভেসে যাচ্ছে। তখন বলিয়ে মহাপ্রভু বলে, যাকে দেখবে তাই কি করবে? তখন ওই মরা মানুষটাকে টেনে নিলেন, আর টেনে নিয়ে তাহার কানেতে মন্ত্র দিলেন, গোপাল মন্ত্র। গোপাল মন্ত্র দেওয়ার সঙ্গে সঙ্গে সেতে উঠে বসে গেল, আর তাহাকে প্রণাম কর। তখন তিনি জিজ্ঞাসা করেন, তুমি কে? তা আমি একটা গঙ্গার ধারে পাশে গ্রাম আছে, ওইখানে আমার জন্ম, আমার জন্ম হয়েছিল, কালকে সন্ধ্যার সময় আমাকে একটা বিষধর সাপ কামড়ায়,
উপনয়ন সংস্কারের সময়,
ও উপনয়ন সংস্কারের সময়, আর তারপরে আমি জানি না যে কি হল। ওর বাবা মামা দেখলো যে মারা গেল, এই জন্য সাপ কাটা মানুষকে উড়ায় না, গঙ্গাতে কোন নদীতে প্রবাহ করে দেয়, তখন সেই করল। তো উনি যখন জীবিত হলেন তখন চারিদিকে সমাচার গেল, তাহার মাতা পিতা বন্ধু বান্ধব সব লোক ওখানে আসলো, তখন তাকে নিয়ে যাবার চেষ্টা করছে। তখন তিনি বললেন, যিনি আমাকে এখন প্রাণ দিয়েছেন, যিনি আমাকে পারমার্থিক গতি দিয়েছেন, ভগবানের সঙ্গে সম্বন্ধ করে দিয়েছেন, তাহাকে আমি ছেড়ে আর কোথাও যাব। হাজার চেষ্টা করলে ওর বাড়ি ফিরেন নাই। তখন থেকে সারঙ্গ মুরারি তাহার পাঠের নাম হল, এখনো তাহার সেবা চলিত। ওইখানে একটা বিরাট অস্বস্থ বৃক্ষ আছে, পিপলের পেড়, বিরাট মোটা তখনকার, আর তাহার মধ্যে একটা বিষধর সর্প ছিল বোধে কি আর। সে পরবর্তীকালেতে সেই সাপটি ওখান থেকে সেবা পূজার এইসবগুলি দেখে ওখান থেকে ছেড়ে দিয়ে চলে গেল। সংক্ষেপেতে এই হচ্ছে ওখানকার কথা। নাও ইউ ক্যান ট্রান্সলেট।
Today, by the cosmic message of Sri Guru Gauranga, we completed the fifth and final day of our first Manoparikrama, Manoparikrama. So today, seeing that Indra was a little upset at us, therefore, in the night, he sent some rain. But still, it could not deter, and the very fortunate devotees, they went on Parikrama, dancing in the rain with Pujapat Kirtamaraj. I think this year more than 5,000 or 6,000 devotees have come, especially from Chavis Paragana. Therefore, because there was not so much good facility for everyone. Therefore, we apologize for that, and we're asking everyone to come again next year. Then we'll be improved facilities next year also.
Every year, not next year.
Therefore, today we went to Jambavi and Mount Gachi. There is the place of Jambavishi. Sakamara, 60,000 sons have been burned to ashes by Kapiladev. Therefore, the grandson of Sakamara Bhagarati, by his austerities, he cleaved the Ganga and brought her down through to this world. As she was flying from the Himalayas towards Gangasara, where the Ganga meets the ocean, that time the Ganga river possibly took the books, the ashram pot, and the asana of the great sadhu Chamurishi. Therefore he became upset and he drank the Ganga. Bhagavati Maharaj pleased Chamurishi to again release the Ganga by cutting his thigh. Therefore one name of the Ganga is Jamuni. Also, this place is a reference to Bhishma Dev, who is the son of the Ganga River. He, at the end of the Mahabharata battle, he instructed the Pandavas also. All this katha we heard today. After that, we went to Madhurmadvi. Mad means happiness. Therefore, in Treta Yuga, Rama, Sita, and Lakshman on their Banabas, their residence in the forest, they came here to Mangachi. That forest was very much attractive and beautiful, and Rama was very happy. When Sita saw that Rama was smiling beautifully, she asked him, "Why are you smiling?" Then Rama said to Sita, "Oh Devi, I always stay here. I never leave this lovely town. But when I swim in my pastimes, then not I, Ram will not leave you, but the king Ram, in order to please the general population, I will have to send you, Sita, I will have to send you to the forest, to the ashram of Valmiki Rishi. And there I will stay here in this palace, and you will be you will go to the forest. Then I will make a golden Sita, a golden form of Sita, and I will associate with you through that mighty form. But in Kaliba, I will come and I will take sannyas and I will leave yourself. You will come to form Vishnu Priya and Manasachi and you will weep here in separation. And I will go to Jagannath Puri." Then Sita asked, "Oh Guru, why will you go to Puri? Why will you put us in separation?" Then Ramji said, "Listen, Devi, prema has two swarups or two paths. One is meeting, or Iran, and one is Vyo, separation. In Iran, the gopis experience various powers of ecstasy in dancing with Krishna, in singing with Krishna. And Krishna admitted to the gopis, 'Napariyam, the religious Ambujam, I am indebted to you.' But then the gopis states that the other Sarupa Prema, which is called Vyo, or separation, when Krishna went to Dwarka and Mathura. Therefore, Sita asked, 'Then why is there separation?' Ramji explained, 'Without Viparanga or separation, there can be no happiness of meeting. Therefore, for this reason, I will take something else and go to the forest.' After that, before that, we went to the place of Saranga Murari. There was a Parashat and the channel associate of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who was performing bhajan there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to him and said, 'You are old age. Why are you not making any disciples? If you do not make a disciple, how do you perform the worship of Thakurji?' Then that divine devotee said, 'I cannot find a qualified disciple.' Then Mahaprabhu said, 'The next morning, the first person you meet, that would be a very qualified disciple. You should give them mantra diksha.' Then in the morning that Vaishnava went for his bath in the Ganga. And what did he see? One dead body was floating on the top of the Ganga. That Vaishnava pulled that dead body close, gave him Maha Mantra and Gopal Mantra. And then the body became alive again. The Vaishnava asked, who are you? He said, my name is Murari. Yesterday, on the day of my Upanayan Sanskar, my Brahminical initiation, I was bitten by a snake and I died. So, as is the custom, a person who is killed by snake bite, they are not burnt. They are thrown in the Ganga or any river, hollow. Therefore, next thing I knew, I was taking mantra from you and I'm alive. Therefore, news spread that that boy had become alive again. All his family members, his brothers and sisters, all his friends came and tried to take him back to the village. He said, no, I was dead and you had left me from before dead. Therefore, Gurudev, who has given me life, I will not leave him under any circumstances. Then his name became Suranga Murari. At the time, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, there was a huge banyan tree there, and one big fat snake was living there. But due to the influence of the Seva Puja of Tampuchi performed by Suranga Murari, that snake left that place. Gaur Premanandi.
Now, Bhakti Vedanta Saranga, Sajjan Maharaj, will he speak something? After some time,
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I'd like to offer my humble sustainment of the rescue of my future Guru Maharaj, Vijayalila Parishma, Master Pedagogy of the Sri Chimasa, Bhakti Ramana Swami, Sri Prabhupada. And equal number of sustainment of the rescue of the rescue of my Shikshan Sanyas Gurudev, Om Vishwatar, Master Pedagogy of the Sri Chimasa, Bhakti Ramana Swami, Goswami Maharaj. I also I want to offer my sustainer of Pranam's father, Vaishnavas, Padami Sannyasis, Anath, the Vaishnavis, and Vaishnava, the Buddhas assembled here. On this divine and auspicious occasion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent into this world, we're very fortunate to have the opportunity to come to Aidoya Dham, the most magnificent Dham of all the Dhams. Sri Navadvip Dhams. Actually, all the results of going to the seven holy churches are obtained by just remembering Navadvip Dham. And all the fruits that are acquired by going to all the holy churches and bathing there are obtained in Navadvip Dham. Every step one takes in Navadvip Dham, millions and millions, equal to millions and millions of Ashtamedha Gharyas. With every step we take. How fortunate we are to be here in the guidance of Sadhgurus, in the association of Vaishnavas, in the holy Dham of Navadvip. Incomparable and unfathomable, we can't imagine. So today we were, a small party of devotees was going to Janavita of the Trinity in a pouring rain. And we started out with 10 of us, but we had to be part of the loudspeakers. So we were chanting through the streets, greeting the villagers. They were all saying, Haibo, Haibo. So we were so transcendental in the pouring rain. Mahaprabhu's mercy was pouring on everyone today. And the the wonderful glories of Sankirtan are available through chanting the holy names of the Lord, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is advented to give a special result in the chanting of the holy names. He has weaved on this a garment out of Hare Krishna and Rama with a special brush frame. The special Vrindavan frame is available in Mount Sankirtan. All of their 10 offenses in chanting the holy name of the Lord, in the chanting the holy name of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, there is no offense. So it was so wonderful chanting through the streets of Navadvip today by Kansh Maharaj and a small party that gradually grew. So there we were. Nitai Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga.
Nitai Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga.
Nitai Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga.
Nitai Gauranga
Jaya, Nitai Gauranga. Jaya Sachinanda Gauranga. So in Sakti Yuga, Parvati was observing Sri Mahadevi, and he was chanting the name of Gauranga, and he's dancing like a madman. She was astonished. After some time, she asked Mahadevi, "Oh, what is this name you're chanting? Gauranga, Gauranga. You're so much in ecstasy, rolling on the ground, chanting and dancing." So Mahadevi, he meditated for a moment, and then he told Parvati, "O Devi, primordial energy, you are actually one expansion of Sri Radha, one part of Sri Radha. This is a very confidential secret, I will tell you. In the age of Kali, Sri Krishna will take the mood and color of Sri Radha and manifest the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. And he will perform Sankirtan and distribute Krishna praying in the hearts of so many unqualified persons, not considering their qualifications at all, giving them unlimited mercy in the form of Nam Sankirtan." So, out of the 64 angas of bhakti, and then condensed into the 9, Sharanam Kirtanam Vishnu Swaranam Padasevanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam, we have all had the opportunity of walking and chanting under the guidance of Sri Gurudev to all these holy places. And these Navadvip islands, these 9 islands represent each of the 9 angas of bhakti. So these are further connected into 5. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan Bhagavat Shravan, Mutaryavas, Sri Murtir Sarat Shaivan. So we are so fortunate to be in such a holy place, engaging in this process of bhakti. So Parvati then, she asked Mahadevi, "How will I attain the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?" He said, "You meditate on Gaur, you meditate on his form, and you chant the holy name." So she came to Navadvip and she was chanting the names of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. She was meditating on his divine, beautiful form. After some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared before her. She prostrated herself at his feet. With tears in her eyes, she took the foot dust of his feet and put it in her part of her hair. That place is now known as Samantadvip. She petitioned the Lord. He asked, "Why have you come?" She petitioned him, "Oh my Lord, you have given me the thankless task and unfortunate position to bind the material conditioned souls to this material world. They said, Krishna serves on Maya, Haya, Andhikara. Where there is Krishna, there can be no Maya. So what is my luck? What will be my fortune? How will I receive the mercy of the Lord? How will I give the association?" He said, My dear Devi, know that my energy is not different from me. You are part my energy. Shakti, Shakti, Mator, Abheda. Not different from me. You are eternally in the holy Dham, in the holy abode, as Sri Radharani, Madhini Shakti, Prasani, personified. Mahabharata Swarupini. And in this material world, you assist my pastimes. In Vrindavan Dham, you eternally, global Vrindavan, you are helping me as Purnamasi. And in Namadeep Dham, you are present as Purnamaya. So hearing this, Parvati began to smile. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. So we have a great fortune of chanting our holy name, the Parvati witness, Sri Mahadev. Also chanting. So on this holy and divine occasion of Sri Nadavik Dham Parikram, in the association of so many of my brothers, god sisters, nephews, nieces, one big family, Mahaprabhu, I would like to beg the lotus feet of Sri Guru Rama Vaishnavas to please allow the golden moon of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to enter into my heart. And then, in some small way, we should have my spiritual master. He requested all the devotees to please come to the holy Dhammas of Navadvip and Vrindavan and to absorb themselves with these so many valuable and uncomparable impressions, and then go back to the Western countries and spread this divine message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to all persons in the world. They're looking for happiness, but they're finding only distress because they're not looking in the right places. So we have the gift that's been given to us and showered upon us in so many different ways by this wonderful curriculum. So we can appreciate this gift very much, and we take it into our hearts very deeply, and then try to give it to others. Nithai Gaur Premanandi.
Sabhi log 15 minutes bolenge. Only 15 minutes I will give you to speak.
Okay.
All. Now all the speakers will have 15 minutes. No, bolo. Jayant Krishna is here.
Oh, yes. Abhidhut Maharaj.
Bhagavat Prabhu is telling if you are short of speakers.
Dondi Maharaj ko janni ek dino. Dondi Maharaj Bangalore na ke ek dino janni.
Bhagavat Prabhu.
10-10 minutes kore thala hi hobe.
ভাগবত
সৌতি মহারাজ বলতে চায়।
আচ্ছা, তারপরে
ভূমিকা বান্ধব 5 সেকেন্ড নিয়ে নেবে।
Not for here, for preaching in Russia. He wants to do like that. One devotee of Russia is a scientist. He wants to preach to scientists in Russia. Not here. If you give your blessings for that.
He's here?
Yes, he's here.
You can bring him to Gurudev
from Russia.
ছাত্র বলছেন নেহাচন্দ্র দিন ভাই ভুগিয়ে সেই দিন গুরুজির যেদিন আমরা ভগবান অচ্যুতের কথা শ্রবণ করতে না পারব সেই সাতটির ভিতরে আর যদি ঝড় বৃষ্টি হচ্ছে তথাপি আমাদের সুখী কেন আজ আমরা পরম পূজ্যপাদ মহারাজের কৃপাতে তার অসীম কৃপাতে অসীম কৃষ্ণাতে আমরা এই ভগবানের অলৌকিক বিরাজা এই কথাকে মরণ কথা বলা হয়েছে এই কথা শ্রবণ এবং সুযোগ পেয়েছি আজ আপনারা সবাই অত্যন্ত ধন্যবাদ বহু জন্মে দুটি স্বীকৃতি থাকলে পূর্ণ ফলে তবে এই নবদ্বীপ ধামে সাধু মহাপুরুষের দর্শন এবং সেই বহু গান গৌরাঙ্গের ভক্তরায়ের বিক্রিয়া হরিকথা শ্রবণ করার সুযোগ হয় সেই সুযোগ পরমপূজ্যপাদ মহারাজ তিনি আমাদের এই সুযোগ করে দিয়েছেন আর এই যে ঝড় বৃষ্টি এই সহ্য করে আপনারা যে কথা শুনতে বসছেন কি পরিক্রমা করে আসছে এজন্য গুরু মহারাজ তিনি অত্যন্ত প্রসন্ন তিনি প্রসন্ন না গৌরব ভাবু তিনি প্রসন্ন গৌরব ভাবু তিনি পরীক্ষা করছে তিনি দেখছেন যে কত কষ্ট সহ্য করেও আমার ধানে আমার পরিক্রমা আর আমার নাম কীর্তন সম্মান জন্য তারা কত কষ্ট সহ্য করতে পারছে যে কষ্ট সহ্য করেও ভগবানের ধরলে টিকে থাকতে পারে সেই ভগবান সে অতি ভগবানের প্রিয় হয় আবার শাস্ত্রে একটা কথা লেখা আছে আমাদের মহারাজ বলেছেন গৌরজন সঙ্গ পাল গৌরঙ্গ বলিয়া হরে কৃষ্ণ নাম বল নাচিয়া নাচিয়া অভিযাতে পারি প্রেম মহাধন সেই প্রেম মহাধন প্রেম হয় সম্পত্তি সেইটা লাভ করবার জন্য আমরা এত কষ্ট সহ্য করেও আছেন বসে আছেন সেইটা আমরা এখন কোথায় পাবো গৌরঙ্গ মহাকৃষ্ণ আমরা গৌরব মহাপুরুষ সঙ্গ পাবো গৌরজন সঙ্গ পাবো গৌরাঙ্গ
এরপরে শ্রীমান ভক্তি বেদান্ত সৌতী মহারাজ কিছু হরি কথা বল, হি উইল স্পিক সামথিং।
Exercising our senses to see this Dharma as it is,
we cannot have an experience of the unlimited transcendental spiritual realm by our eyes, by our nose, by our senses. We can only have an experience by Shraddha. Shraddha is the only way to communicate with the Absolute. It is something which is completely transcendental. It is part of the Absolute. And it is something which is absolutely substantial. It is not something which we talk about by mental speculations or some ideas we cross in our mind that, oh, I believe in something which is transcendental. No, it is something substantial. And that Shraddha will take us to the spiritual world. It's like a radio waves. Some people, they know how radio waves works, although some people, they don't know. It is there, it is a science. And so those who know that science works, they can get in touch with the emissions of these radio waves. So in the same ways, by Shraddha we can be in touch with this absolute transcendental realm of the Dharma, the living Dharma. So at that time I realize how Srila Gurudev would see the living Dharma. He would see every aspect of the Dharma, everything transcendental. He would see wonderful transcendental mountains in Mayapur where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to live, very nice gardens where he used to have his hidden pastimes, full of effulgence, wonderful networks of effulgences. He would see everything as true reality. So this is how, by following such a personality, we can understand what is the Dharma. Otherwise, by our own efforts, we don't have any power. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world to show the way how to do in our position, how to act according to our position, which is actually very fallen. I'm speaking for myself, very fallen, very low. And if we don't develop this understanding of how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach in this world, we will never get across that limitation that blind our eyes to see the Dharma of Navadvipa. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the mood of a helpless person chanting the name in the utmost humility. Sometimes he was approaching devotees and he was putting his hands around their neck and he was crying and he was telling them, I am so low, I am so destitute, so poor, please give your mercy to me. And in his utmost disparate, transcendental state of mind, he would beg for the mercy of the devotees. And that is Trinat Abhishthani Chenam Parvariva Sahishthana. So it is said that unless we develop this mood of Trinat Abhishthani up to the extreme limits, and Amina Maladina also, giving respect and honoring other living entities, then it will not be able to for us to achieve the level, that fine level which has an access to the transcendental world. So, although I am the most prophetic person, tonight I am speaking of ability, it is like a contradiction in itself. But I wish that if you are merciful to me tonight, then you will bless me by giving me some humble state of mind that in the future I can serve the people of this world by preaching the message of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.
Very good. Then Sriman Jayanta Krishna Prabhu will speak something.
মহারাজকে দিলেন, এরপরে মহারাজকে দিলেন।
Taking upon my head the dust of the Lord Shiva, my divine masters, on mission path from Sadhguru to the rest of the dust of Shishima, Shri Bhaktivinoda Sundar, Shri Prabhupada, Shri Gobind Maharaj, and Paramahansa Bhakti Shri Gurudev, I will say a few things. In this world, people have different conceptions of God. And as Gurudev said, in the first reading of the Kartik lecture, Parikram, usually the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone thought that the essence of Godhead, the essence of Bhagavata was his Aishwarya, his majesty. But Srimad Mahaprabhu came and he revealed that the essence of Godhead, of Bhagavata, is not his Aishwarya, but his Madhurya, his sweetness. Now, he revealed that Lord Narayan, with him, developed the same relationship than with Krishna. Everyone prior to him, all acharyas, they have preached about Lord Narayan, Aishwaryapati, Lakshmipati Narayan. But with him, you cannot say, oh, my friend Narayan, you please come. But with Krishna, you can't do that. If she tells some very sweet truth, you cannot then say, oh, Narayan, you please have some. But again, with Krishna, you can have that. Now, Lakshmi Devi, she is very respectfully and with great honor serving the Lord's feet of her husband, Lord Narayan. But the gopis are treating Krishna as their boyfriend. And we see again with Sriram, when he came to the forest of Nandakaranya, his pastimes are different. The rishis, they found him so beautiful, they wanted to play with him. And they offered to take the shape of girls. So that they would play with him. He said, no, it will not be possible in this life, but when Krishna will come, then you can take form and play with him as his girlfriends. That form must be the form of Krishna. And before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that was not known to the world. Now we are staying here in Navadvip, we hear from Gurudev's devotees that Navadvip is not this world. Madhavendra Rishi, when he was given the blessing of living for 6-7 days of Brahma. One pariah came and he was tossed by the waves and lamenting. And suddenly he saw this land, which is all of this world, Navadvipa. It doesn't belong to this world. It was affected by the water devastation of pariah. So this place is not of this world, because the mercy rain from this place is not of this world. I've never seen a river making islands, and each island being soaked up with the form of bhakti. And you, just by going to that very place, automatically knew there would be the inspiration to perform that kind of bhakti in the many effort. That is the very spirit of Mahaprabhu. He has brought his own hand with him. Now we are here. We don't imagine. We don't realize what's happening. Because mercy given by gurus in our life is not even drop by drop, like nectar, but by the bucket. So when we see it very cheaply, and that was very difficult to understand its real value. If we had to pay $1,000 every day, we would say, oh, this is very valuable. But we pay what? $30, 1,500 rupees for 5 days in the place all of this world. Therefore, we don't realize what we're gaining or what we may lose. Now, it is said that Achetanya Vidam Vishwam, Gati Chetanya Vishwam, Namini Sama Shastranya, Yati Pramuti Dejana. This world is without Krishna consciousness. And if anyone who knows all scriptures doesn't understand that, it's useless that he's wandering in this world. Now, we are in a very different position. We have been given this most secret knowledge because Mahaprabhu himself is coming, revealing his own heart. Now, listen. We are in a place where God himself, in his most intimate form, he's saying, look, this is what is happening in my inner apartments, inner chambers. When Krishna comes, he doesn't preach so much. Only at the end, he preaches Bhagavad Gita. For most people, they worship Gita Krishna, the master of knowledge, studying Bhagavad Gita. But the same Krishna comes and says, oh, those people, they are hopeless, they are helpless, they have no qualification. Prayapati Sasada Kavasi Vision, Nanda Sumanda Matri, Nanda Bhagavad Gita. In this Kali Yuga, they are so poor and so unfortunate, no good qualification, nothing good for them. They are hopeless, helpless, you know. Therefore, I have to make the process very easy. So in his name, he tapped every power of his, the purification power of all of Tirthas, tapped up in his name, and he said, you simply chant this name. So we may be singing all, but we've been chanting for so long, some of us 30, 35 years, it doesn't seem to be happening. But where are we coming from? What is our background? We hear that this is the place where all Aparadha are forgiven. Jagannath Mata were forgiven here. But this same Leela is going on now. Jagannath Srila Kodoro Konokul Bhagavan Dekhi Bhai Bhai. Mahaprabhu Swami is represented in Shri Gurudev. He's doing the same thing that even all Jagannath in Mata that we are. Because he's up for Jagannath Mata 500 years ago, what to speak of now? What to speak of now? 500 years ago, India was a holy place. Nadia was the most holy place. Everyone was coming here. It's for the sake of learning. Every Pandit here. You couldn't be a Pandit if you were not studying or teaching in our way. It is said that even the boy in Nepal can defeat the Bhattacharya if he studies Naya here. Very, very holy place. And Mahaprabhu came here. And from here, he spreads Leela all over the world. And Sri Gurudev is representative. This Leela is going on. Jagannath and Mahaprabhu have been saved nowadays. So we are very fortunate because, as we heard from Gurudev's lotus house, when Sri Ram was in separation from Sita, he wanted to make some jagya. They said, oh, you have to have another wife to the jagya. I said, I cannot marry someone else. Oh, how will you find some other ID? Then his Guruji said, okay, we can install some muti. So they met some golden deity of Sita. And because, as Guruji said, Sri Ram had Sita in his heart, he could make Prampatisha, he could make her come alive. This statue could become alive. So in the same way, Gurudev, he has this pure golden prayer in his heart. We can hear it. We have Gurudev sitting here under the pretext of giving the class. It's not even like he's coming and sitting and giving the class. It's not even the class, he's opening his heart and saying, look back, take what is there, what is there? Pure gold praying. That's what is in his heart. And he's saying, please take it. So we have to beg and so to speak. We are just like statues, metal statues, but giving us the power to do Pran Pratishtha, to inject in our heart that pure Krishna consciousness, gold Krishna consciousness from his heart. Because Krishna is there, same Krishna, same Gola, same Jagannath. He is the same Krishna, the same Lord of the universe, the same Gola. And he has come here dancing on the ways of ecstasy. But he's not selfish. He also wants to give to everyone. If you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Amritera Dhara. He is the torrent of nectar. Sri Ashutama said, if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, what is there? Pure Krishna consciousness, Krishna is flowing from everywhere, in all directions. And all Gurudev sitting here is simply opening his lotus mouth and at the same stream of nectar come out. So, we are so very fortunate, and I will take more of your time. Please forgive me for my boldness.
Thank you. Thank you. Very good. Now, Sriman Bhagavat Prabhu will speak in 15 minutes.
First of all, to all the night, Koti Koti Nandwat, Koti Pandili, at the Lord's feet, Almighty Sri Guru, the Divine Grace, and Sri Ramana Swami, Sri Prabhupada, and unto my Chitra Gurus,
to the Guru Maharaj, and again unto my Shri Guru, to the Bhakti Vedanta Nayan Goswami Maharaj, my Guru Gopi Maharaj, the Kandali Karam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as Prem Purushottam. How he condensed this prem, how he condensed the greed to get this prem. In each avatar, there was some greed. He had a greed for Veera Ras. And so Jayanti Jai came, and they acted as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. And in this way, Varaha and the Shiva fought, and he had Veera Ras. He had a greed for Veera Ras, and he arranged to taste that Ras and to enjoy that Ras. And when Srimadeva was seeing Prahlad upon his lap, and he saw Prahlad expressing so much love and affection to him like a father, he thought to himself, what is this rock he's tasting? He's tasting some bhav. I never had a father. I came from a stone pillar. So in his next incarnations, Krishna always appeared from a father and mother so he could enjoy Vatsalya Bhav. When Krishna came as Ramchandra, he expanded all of the rasas to taste more and more. He had Sakya Ras with Lakshman, and he had Vatsalya Ras with his parents, and he had Madhurya Ras with Sita. But these were all tinged with Aishwarya, so he could not get the kind of pleasure he wanted. Lakshman would never allow to himself to jump on the back of Ram and to play in that way. Nor would Sita ever think of rebuking Ram, but she always was the devoted and humble wife, obedient wife. So in this way, this Aishwarya interfered with some of the deeper sentiments and rasas that Krishna wanted to taste. So this greed, he kept having greed. He had greed for Virya-ras, greed for Vatsalya-ras, greed for Sakya, Madhurya, in deeper and deeper ways. Then, after being Maryadha-parochakam as Ram, he came as Lila-parochakam, as Krishna. And then as Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he enjoyed all Lilas. He enjoyed Sakya-ras, mythical cowherd boys. They would jump on his back, they would play with him, they would tell him he was defeated. Then he would have Ras with his mother, Yasoda, who would take a stick and shake it at him and threaten him, oh, we don't be a disobedient little boy. And with the gopis, he had very dear, intimate Ras with the gopis. Even the gopis sometimes, Radha would rebuke him, and others would rebuke him, and they would forbid him to get access to this prayer that he wanted. And so in this way, he enjoyed more and more intimate leelas. But then a new greed arose. A new greed. That what is it that Radha is seeing in me? How she is seeing? What is she seeing about me that is giving her so much pleasure? And what pleasure is she experiencing in the ecstasy of our conjugal relationship? I want to taste that now. Now I have a greed for that Ras. I want to taste that Ras. So then he comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Gaura Mahaprabhu. And he comes in the mood of Srimati Radharani. He is Krishna, but in the mood of Srimati Radharani with a golden color. And in that mood, he gets the greed. He intensifies the greed. Lalasa, glorium, intensifying more and more and more this greed. That he wants prey, he wants to taste his prey. And to get it, he becomes like a madman. Just like the materialist, when he wants, he becomes greedy for material things. He will do anything. He will give up his friends, his family. He will work day and night without food, without sleep. Whatever he must do to obtain the objects of his greed. So Mahaprabhu, he became like this. He gave up his wonderful position. He was the Brahman Pandit of Navadvipa. He was worshipped and honored by all. He was in a very powerful position. Most learned scholar. His wife Vishnu Priya was more beautiful than a thousand dancing girls of heaven. His mother, Sachi Mata, she was Jagannatha, mother of the universe. He gave up all. And going to Jagannath Puri, he sacrificed day and night in his sannyas. There she was weeping and weeping. Where is Krishna? Ha Krishna. Kotai Krishna. Where is Krishna? Always trying to taste this prey. And always under the guidance. Every day he would hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Har Pandit teaching us that if you want to cultivate this prey, cultivate this greed, you must do it under the guidance. And so he heard the Pool Bhagavat from the person Bhagavat, Sri Gadadhar Pandit. And at night, with Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, he heard the songs of Jayadeva Goswami, Vidyapati and Chandidas. And under their guidance and direction, he developed his praying and his taste for praying and the principles of praying and the principles of developing this greed and intensifying this greed. So mad he was with this greed, grinding his face against the walls of Gambhira and bleeding out of deep, intense love. So this greed, this has to be developed, and it must be developed under the guidance of the great Mahabharata, like Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, and under his great guidance, he can give us the direction to develop this greed and to develop this brain. This is the gift of Mahaprabhu, and it is coming in the descendant succession to Srila Narayan Maharaj. Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, he is!
Very good.
Now, Ramachandra Prabhu.
और थोड़ा सा आगे ले लीजिए.
बुधवार
सुना आज हमने
तुम्हें बहुत बारिश हो रही थी। स्टीफन महाराज जी से फोन किया, बोलते बारिश हो गई तो परिक्रमा चलेगी। मैंने कहा चलो अच्छा है, सो जाते। लेकिन 10 मिनट बाद पता चला बारिश में ही परिक्रमा को लेके जाए। अब ये नवदीप धाम की महिमा है या धाम के भक्तों की महिमा है, मुझे समझ नहीं आई। मैं पीछे पीछे भागा गाड़ी लेके, ऐसा नहीं गया। और गुरुदेव रास्ते में मिल गए। अपने स्थान से यहां का निरीक्षण करने आ रहे थे। सुनी क्या? मैंने कहा तबीयत ठीक नहीं थी, बोलते बहुत ज्वर हो रहा था ना। हाँ, मेरे अंदर बहुत ज्वर है गुरुदेव, वो ज्वर मैं अभी आपके सामने प्रस्तुत करने जा रहा हूं। गाड़ी लेके माम बाची गया। वहां पे एक स्थान वृंदावन दास ठाकुर जी का एक सुना कथा कि ये वृंदावन दास ठाकुर स्वयं वेद व्यास थे जिन्होंने वेद लिखे, उपनिषद लिखे, सारे शास्त्र लिखे, पृथ्वी के केंद्र है। और फिर नारद जी अपने गुरुदेव की कृपा से समाधि में बैठकर एक अद्भुत नजारा देखा और उसको लिख डाला। उसका नाम श्रीमद् भागवत था। उस श्रीमद् भागवत के रचिया था स्वयं श्री वेद व्यास वृंदावन दास के रूप में यहां प्रकट हुए महाप्रभु की लीला में। अब क्या किया? भागवत तो लिख डाला, सारे शास्त्रों का सार से लिख डाला। अब क्या किया? अब सुना उन्होंने चैतन्य भागवत लिख दी। लगता है वो और भी भागवत का सार हो। वही चैतन्य भागवत जिन वृंदावन दास ठाकुर की कलम से हम पढ़ते हैं, उनकी मैया की अद्भुत लीला। कैसी लीला? महाप्रभु के सामने बालिका के रूप में चलती है और महाप्रभु कहते हैं सब जगह कृष्ण का नाम प्रचार करो, और भक्तगण कहते हैं कि कोई नहीं सुनता। तुम्हें कृष्ण नाम की महिमा नहीं मालूम? देखो मैं बतलाता हूं, और छोटी बालिका को कृष्ण कृष्ण कह के नाचने ढोलने और जमीन से लोट फोट कराने की करिश्मा महाप्रभु जी ने कहा। आज ये करिश्मा हमें मिल जाए गुरुदेव, इसी हिम्मत से मैं आज इस माइक के आगे खड़ा हूं। आप क्या है, मैं क्या हूं, चंद लाइनों में बतलाता हूं। अब आप कैसे मेरे पे कृपा करेंगे ये आपका दायित्व है।
बदल छाया हुआ चांद दिखा नहीं।
कुछ दिन पहले मैंने गुरुदेव के लिए चंद लाइनें लिखी थी। शिव गुरुदेव के लिए ध्यान से सुनेंगे। ये माया भूल भुलैया जामे जीव अटकैया, नित्यानंद दयाल कैसा हृदय विशाल, भेज दिए गुरुदेव हमारे लिए भैया। कैसे गुरुदेव? हृदय चुनैया दोष भुलैया, बातों ही बातों में कृष्ण प्रेम दिवैया, नीली अखियों की छैया, अधरों की मुस्कैया, महिमा के ऐसे गवैया किसकी? राधा महिमा के ऐसे गवैया कि राधा के रसैया स्वयं कृष्ण की नैया
दिले से भलैया।
रामचंद्र भैया
सुनली है ना, सुनो रे भैया, सागर अपार कैसे करोगे पार? महाप्रभु ने देखो भेज दी नैया, गुरु बनकर आए नैया के भी भैया। गो गो यद्यपि गो सागर अपार, चल सागर के पास
भैया ने भैया हरि बोल हरि बोल बोल हरि बोल भैया ने भैया
राम चंद्र चिल्लाया
ये तो गुरुदेव की महिमा। अब मैं अपनी महिमा जाने जा रहा हूं गुरुदेव के सापेक्ष। जरा सुनद्री सुनिए आप, गुरुदेव प्रतिदिन अपना ये हाल देखता हूं, गुरुदेव प्रतिदिन अपना ये हाल देखता हूं, घड़ी घड़ी क्षण क्षण नित्य नूतन अपना फल देखता हूं, घड़ी घड़ी क्षण क्षण नित्य नूतन अपना फल देखता हूं। कहते हैं खास कामनाएं हमने आशीर्वाद दी, खास कामनाएं तमाम खास कामनाएं आम कामनाएं किशन इकर तमाम कामनाएं खास कामनाएं आम कामनाएं कृष्ण इकर तमाम कामनाएं वैष्णव से गई डर बिचारी कहां जाए, वैष्णव से गई डर बिचारी कहां जाए, उदार रामचंद्र का उदार उसका मन वे घर के देखो उसने उसके मन में पढ़ा पाए आम कामनाएं तमाम कामनाएं किशन इकर तमाम कामनाएं कहां पढ़ा पाए रामचंद्र दास के हृदय में। इसलिए गुरुदेव प्रतिदिन अपना ये हाल देखता हूँ, घड़ी घड़ी क्षण क्षण नित्य नूतन अपना हाल देखता हूँ। अब प्रार्थना है गुरुदेव से, अब अपने साथ एक मैं जो हूँ, अब वो गुरुदेव जो है, अब मैं एक प्रार्थना कर रहा हूँ, गुरुदेव आओ मुझे बचाओ। नित्यानंद का परिधान कभी तो उन्होंने कपड़े उतार ही दिए अद्भुत बने, लेकिन जब हम उनके कपड़े देखते हैं तो वो नीला परिधान पहनते हैं। नित्यानंद का परिधान आपकी नीली अखियों के समान, आपका हृदय ज्ञान धन्य महाप्रभु की कृपा विशाल, अद्वैताचार्य की झलक लिए आपकी उज्जवल धारी, कृपा अमृत की धारी, गुरुदेव आपकी असीम दया पर मैं इतना कपटी में हया, गुरुदेव आपकी असीम दया पर ने इतना कपटी में हया कि असीम कृपा को भी रिजेक्ट कर दिया, आपने जो दिया ले लिया, आपने जो दिया झट ले लिया, उसे अपनी कामनाएं पूर्ण करने में इस्तेमाल किया, गुरुदेव अपनी अहित की कृपा कुछ और बढ़ाओ, गुरुदेव अपनी अहित की कृपा कुछ और बढ़ाओ, मुझे जैसे पतितों में अद्वितीय है, मुझे जैसे पतितों में अद्वितीय है, वासनाओं वाले हृदय सहित को अपनाओ, आप महाप्रभु के परिकर प्रीतों से बचाओ, आप महाप्रभु के परिकर प्रीतों से बचाओ, कृपा आपकी अहेतुकी पर इससे मेरा काम चलेगा, कृपा आपकी अहेतुकी पर इससे मेरा काम चलेगा, इसे अहेतुकी बनाओ, मैं ऐसा ही हूँ ऐसा ही रहूंगा, इस हेतु मुझको अपनाओ, अनर्पित चरण की दास, अनर्पित चरण की दास दे दो तन क्षमा, अनर्पित चरण की दास दे दो तन क्षमा, तो भक्ति श्रीयम करो मुझे प्रदान, तोड़ो सारे नियम, कुछ ऐसा करिश्मा दिखाओ, श्री गुरुदेव आओ, श्री गुरुदेव आओ, मैं ऐठा हूं ऐसा हर फूल जैसा दंडवत हो गिरना पाओ, इसलिए हर घरे ही बुलाऊ, गुरुदेव आओ, गुरुदेव आओ, मुझे खड़े फूल को ऐसे ही उठाओ, काही माम काही माम नजदीक उदार महान धाम बिनो बिना दाम, उस पर दाताओं में आपका नाम, असंभव को संभव बनाओ, इस बंदर को उपजाओ, लगतम को महत्तम देकर गोल धाम और गौ नाम की महिमा फैलाओ, गुरुदेव आओ, गुरुदेव आओ,
मुझे बचाओ। थैंक यू। नाउ भूधर प्रभु विल स्पीक 5 मिनट।
राम जी आओ,
meditation would be. That's a very difficult act to follow. Especially, it was good, even I don't even speak Hindi, so that was really quite good. Thank you. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yadani Dahi Dharmasya Kvani Bhavati Bharata. He's coming again and again. Why is he coming? Why does he keep coming to this material world? It's not a very pleasant place here in the material world. He says, Parita Naya Sadhana Vina Sai Chadusvitra. Dharma Samsar Panakaya Samdhavami Yuge Yuge. Krishna's coming because the living entities in the material world, by their nature, by their primordial nature, being attracted to Maya, different Maya than he was talking about, Maya, they are by nature inclined toward Mayavad thought. So Krishna is coming and manifesting his beautiful pastimes with the hope that the living entities will become attracted to these pastimes and give up their painful association with the wheel of samsara. So Krishna keeps coming and he's manifesting his pastimes, but these manifested pastimes require something from the living entity. They require surrender. Sarvadharma Pityaja Mam Ekam Saranam Vraja. Krishna is saying, here are my pastimes, you can participate in them, but you have to humble yourself. You have to follow this path. You have to become holy and spiritual. So Krishna is asking something from the living entity, but still, because the living entity is rooted in Mayavad and Sunyavad thoughts, finds it very difficult to surrender. So only a few, even with Krishna's presence, how many people actually surrendered to Krishna? How many people really saw Krishna for who he was, who he is in his pastimes? So we've heard so much about the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the glories of the Holy Dham, but especially there's one unique feature of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu which sets him apart from all the other incarnations of Krishna. And that is, that special feature is Krishna Varnam Sasat Krishnam Samlopam Dasya Parsanam Jagyayasen Kirtan Prayer Jitam Dihi Samaya Saha. Krishna's coming and he's bringing with him his very special associates. These associates are the embodiment of love and compassion. In this particular age, these associates are Krishna's unique weapons. Parita Naya Sadhanam Vina Sai Chadusritam. Krishna's punishing the bad persons, the evil persons in previous ages. Oh, they won't surrender, so let me kill them. Let me humble them by giving them death and sending them on. Even in Gita, he says he's pushing them down, lower and lower. But in this age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brings so many glorious associates. The most glorious, of course, is Nitai. But this Nitai comes from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he goes from door to door. In a humble mood, he's the Supreme Lord Himself. He's the first manifestation of Krishna Himself. Not different from Krishna. Color is a little bit different. Mood is maybe a little bit different. That same Balaram. And he's going from door to door and he's saying, oh brother, oh sister, come out of this painful wheel of samsara. Give up death. Give up disease. Give up old age. Put it behind you and taste something so sweet. Something so gentle. Open the lotus of your heart and invite the Lord to sit there. How? Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Ekateram. Low Nasiye, 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 Nasiye. Simply take this chanting of the holy name. The Lord has come. He's invested himself. The name is non-different from Krishna. Actually, it's more than Krishna. It's Krishna personified in his compassionate mood. So Nitya is coming, and what is happening? All the living entities, the whole world is becoming inundated with prayer. And Nitya is that principal agent of Mahaprabhu distributing that prayer to everyone, regardless of their qualities or their qualification. In fact, in the Kali Yuga, the more disqualified you are, the more that qualifies you for receiving that mercy. As a result, I'm standing here before you today. That Nitai, that Saint Nitai, has wonderfully, mercifully manifested as our beloved Srila Gurudev. And he's coming in the mood of Nitai, and he's saying, here, take this. Even if you find it difficult to understand or difficult to learn, just look at me. Look at my behavior. Look at how I'm dealing with you. Look at how I'm showing the way. This example that we see in front of us, who inspires us, guides us, and protects us, he is our heart and soul. So, in the mood of Nitai, in the mood of Srila Gurudev, I ask you to take his message and share it with other people in the world and make them as fortunate as you. And I'll end my little 2-minute speech here by saying that although I'm not qualified to sit up here on this stage with so many illustrious, effulgent, erudite scholars in bhakti, so many advanced devotees, somehow I'm here, and it's a great privilege, but the special privilege I can tell you from sitting up here is one very unique thing. And for me, it's quite inspiring. And that is, when Gurudev comes to the stage, to look out at all of your faces, and to see how you look at him. So, please go out and share that with other people. Share your good fortune and follow the path of Nitya. Go bring on the people.
আপনার নাম কি? শক্তি সুন্দর শক্তি সুন্দর
এখন ভক্তি সন্দর্ভ ভাগবত মহারাজ 10 মিনিট কিছু বলবেন।
শিব
भावन गोस्वामी महाराज से प्रार्थना करी बुझे नारायण महाराज जी আমার পাশে বসেছেন তার সঙ্গে আমার ভূমি তার কথাগুলি বা ভাষা আমি 1947 সালে প্রথম মহারাজকে আমি দর্শন করি
Thank you.
চিন্তা ও ঠিক করা যায়। আমাদের অনেক যাত্রী পেরিয়েছে, টাকা ঝড়ের জন্য অনেক যাত্রী ওখানে থেকে গেল, উত্তম হবে। তারপর আমরা কি যেমন দাঁড়িয়েছি, অল্প বৃষ্টি পড়ছে, দেখি দোকান সব বন্ধ, কোথায় দাঁড়ার জায়গা নেই, দেখলাম কোথায় একটা মেয়ে পড়ে গেল। আমরা দুঃখ জানতে পারি, আমরা বেরিয়ে আসার পর মায়ের করে বৃষ্টি হয়েছে, এদিকে চাপাই প্রচুর বৃষ্টি, কিন্তু মাঝপথে কাউকে মহাপুরুষ কষ্ট দেয়নি। কিন্তু আজকে দেখলাম মহামহারাজের পরিক্রমা যাত্রীদের আমি দাঁড়িয়ে দাঁড়িয়ে তাদের যে আত্মি আমার খুব কষ্ট হলো, এ মহাপুরুষ কি ব্যবস্থা, সব ভক্তদেরকে ভিজিয়ে দিলেন, কিন্তু তারা আমি ওই প্রভুমহারাজের মঠে যখন দাঁড়িয়ে মানে গেলে তারা দেখছিলাম, তারপরে তাদের মনে একটি উদ্যম বৃষ্টিতে কারোর নিরুৎসাহ নাই, সকলে মহাপুরুষ না ভেবে আমার করে সুতরে কারোর চিন্তা নাই যে আমার ভিজে অসুস্থ কষ্ট কেউ অনুভব করে। তাই মহারাজ প্রথমে যখন বলছিলেন তখনই ভাবলাম মহাপ্রভুর কৃপাতেই সবই হয়, তার কৃপা ছাড়া কিছু হয় না, এই জন্য তার কৃপা করতে হবে, প্রাপ্ত হতে হবে গুরুবৈষ্ণবের চরণে কৃপা। তার তারপরে নিষ্কপটে মহারাজ পরম বৈষ্ণব তার সঙ্গে যে আপনারা বাস করছিলেন সৌভাগ্য সাধুসঙ্গে অল্প ভাগে সাধুসঙ্গ হয় না, বহু শক্তিদের ফলে সাধুসঙ্গ ঘটে, সাধুসঙ্গ হলে পরে পরিণাম করা যে প্রবৃত্তি হৃদয় লাগে, এই জন্য সাধু নিন্দা করতে নাই নামা দশমিত নামা পালনের মধ্যে প্রথমে গিয়েছেন আদৌ সাধু নিন্দা, যারা বিভাজন করবেন সাধুদের সেবা করবেন প্রণাম করবেন সাধুদের মহিমা কীর্তন করবেন মঙ্গল হবে সাধু নিন্দা করতে যায়। দ্বিতীয় অপরাধে যে দেবাসন করে তার অন্ত ইচ্ছার মধ্যে অন্য দেবদেবীকে যেমন মহাদেব দুর্গা কালী অনেক দেবতা আছেন অনেক আছে পঞ্চরা সমান মনে করে, প্রকৃতপক্ষে তা নয় তাতে অপরাধ হয়, ঈশ্বর পরমকৃষ্ণ সচ্চিদানন্দ বিগ্রহ অনাগ্রাদি গোবিন্দ সর্ব কারণ কারণ কৃষ্ণই স্বয়ং ভাবনাকারী একে চন্দ্র পাঁচ কৃষ্ণ ভগবান স্বয়ং ভগবান বলে কৃষ্ণ এই বিধায় শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু আর ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণ অভিনব ইতি দূরে ভক্তা মহারাজ বক্তৃতা করে খুব আনন্দ লাগলো, যাই হোক মহারাজের বিষয়ে সকলের যোগ্যতা লাভ করেছেন আরো করবেন, এরা জগতে মহাপ্রভু প্রচার করলে প্রচুর মঙ্গল এদের হবে, জগতের মঙ্গল মঙ্গল হবে। পুরীতে দেখবেন জগন্নাথের মন্দির আছে, মন্দিরের চারদিকে সব দেবদেবী আছেন, ভোগ হয় জগন্নাথের সব দেবদেবী তার প্রসাদ পায়, একেবারে ঈশ্বর কৃষ্ণ আর সব ভৃত্য যারে হয়েছে নাটাচ্ছে সেই হয়েছে করেছে, একমাত্র ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণই আরাধ্য বস্তু, দেবদেবীগণকে অহংকার হতে নাই, তাদের কাছে কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি প্রার্থনা করবেন, যারা কৃষ্ণ ভগবানের সমান ভোগ করে তারা অপরাধী তাদের মঙ্গল হয় না, এই জন্য হাতে ভাগবতে যাকা করু মহিষে চলেন ত্রিপঙ্কিত বন্ধ বৈঠক শাখা প্রাণ প্রহারাচ্চ যতেন্দ্রের অন্তই সর্বারণ অস্তিত্ব বিদ্যা বছর মূলেতে জল দিলে শাখা কলমের খুব সব সব কিছু হয়, মাঠে ভরায় জল দিলা খুব সব দাম করায় যেতে হয়, মুখে আহার দিলে পেটে পড়ে সমস্ত ইন্দ্রিয় প্রাণে আহার দিলে সমস্ত ইন্দ্রিয় সকলে থাকে, এই কথা সকলে বল যে ভগবান কৃষ্ণ তার পূজা করলে সকলের পূজা হয়ে যায়, এই জন্য তীর্থকাল পূজা করা প্রয়োজন হয় না, আমি বেশি সময় গণনা হয়ে গেছে, এই জন্য আমার খুব আজ আনন্দ আমি এখানে বক্তৃতা করার জন্য আসিনি, সত্যিকারে আমি এবং মহারাজের পাঠানোর দর্শনের আশায় এসেছিলাম, ছোটবেলা থেকে আমি 10 বছর বয়স থেকে মঠে এসেছি, উদাও পারবে জীবনে
Tomorrow, 5:30 a.m. Uddhava Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Karunya Prabhu, if you want to come and meet with me after class in Gurudev's Bhajan Kundi, Krishna Karunya Prabhu or anyone who knows who he is, please request him to come after class in Gurudev's Bhajan Kundi. Radhika Amitivasi from England, please contact Srimad Jamadar Maharaj just after class. Radhika Amitivasi from England.
Very soon.
Hello, Jatra Anushkhan. এখন আমাদের জাদু দেখানো হচ্ছে অস্ট্রেলিয়া থেকে আমাদের ডক্টর টি প্রভু, তিনি আপনাদেরকে জাদু প্রদর্শন করাইবেন, জাদু দেখাইবেন,
Start. 15 minutes. I
have a mic.
You want to translate?
You are in China. Did you see some magic on my life? Do you like that? You start to be.